nothing on you. So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.
Hi, welcome to Education for All radio show. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Thank you for joining us today. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., also our corporate sponsor, founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly Saved Movement. Please be sure to visit his website at www.williemoorejr.org, and that's WILLIEMOOREJR.org. Also, we want to let you know we have a few announcements this week. Education for All radio show has begun airing on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Our show time is still 30 minutes, so we will go from 6 to 6:30 each Sunday. We also will change the focus of the show to be strictly parenting and education topics. So if you have parenting and education topics that you're interested in, please, by all means, contact me, your host, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com to let me know what topics you would like to see featured on the Education for All radio show. We also have a new updated website, and I'd love to give a shout-out to our marketing and board member, Ms. Sylvia Petty. She is responsible for updating our website, and she has done an outstanding job in terms of being able to help articulate Education for All's mission, vision, and vision, and what we are trying to accomplish. And so I'd like to invite you to visit the new website, which just went live today. So we recently updated it, and you can visit the website at www.educationforallinc.com. And you can learn more about Education for All and what we do specifically to help parent teens and adults be their best at home, school, work, and in their community. Also, there are sponsorship opportunities available. If you would like to sponsor a program or purchase some of the books that are on the website for families and teachers and students and parents who are in need, please be sure to contact me, your host, just to let me know of your interest. And if you'd like to make a tax-deductible donation, you can do that online as well. For resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please be sure to visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. As you may know, our online parent magazine is published quarterly, and so the new quarter magazine is available for your viewing, and we'd like to invite you to look at that. If you go to our About page, you will find the Involved Parent magazine listed there. And then also under the Home page, it's listed under Parent Resources. So we invite you to visit our website again at www.educationforallinc.com. Our latest issue is called Winter Wishes for a Successful Year. We have several wonderful articles related to IEPs for those who have children with special needs. We also talk about parent conferences, obesity, and saving our black males with the midst of everything that's going on, particularly in Ferguson, Missouri at this time and across the country, and sports and politics coexisting on this issue. So there is a lot in this newest issue of our Involved Parent magazine, Volume 3, Number 4. So please be sure to visit our website to check out the latest Involved Parent magazine. We also want to thank our sponsors for the magazine on this volume. We have Father Support Center, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. with Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save Movement, New Beginnings Employment Organizers, It Works, and also Diva Property. So thank you very much for your support. If you would like to support the Involved Parent Magazine or the Education for All radio show, please be sure to contact me, your host, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. We also want to announce an upcoming event. We are having a fundraiser. So it is going to be lots of fun. We know a lot of you ladies out there love to look your best, and you're looking for that right piece of jewelry to wear. And we have found actually one of our previous guests, Elaine Blackburn with Premier Designs. She has a jewelry company. She's working with a jewelry company, and that company has very good jewelry. It does not tarnish. A lot of the jewelry is reversible. So if you want a lot for your money, there are some pieces that you can wear at 3-in-1 necklaces. There are three ways to wear it. It's reversible, earrings, everything, different sizes, and lots of opportunities for you to save money. There's an online catalog. Also, those who are able to attend in person, it is January 17th, Saturday, January 17th from 2 to 4 p.m., I will be contacting individuals with specific information soon. But however, if you would like to support Education for All through this fundraiser, we will have make available an online catalog. So just contact me, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. So we thank you for joining us today. And our topic today for this show is entitled, Help Your Child Finish the Year Strong. Yes, we tend to think about the beginning of the school year and making sure that our children are prepared for the beginning of the school year, but then that newness kind of wears off, kind of like a car with the new car smell after the first few weeks or maybe first month or two, that new car smell is gone and it's just a car. Or the baby is so exciting that we have this new baby. But after the first few nights of no sleep or first few weeks of changing poop in the Pampers, then the excitement, it's there, but it kind of wears off a little bit. So what we want you to do is to think about that honeymoon period that you have with your children as you prepare them going back to school in July and August. We want you to think about using that same energy when it comes to second semester, because often our kids need our help during second semester, but we tend to forget about second semester and just how important and critical and crucial, rather, it is to our children's success in their future. So parents, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you need to do if you're a grandparent or if you're an aunt, uncle, or you have kids who are in your life or family members who aren't able to listen to tonight's show. Please make sure you share this information with them. As I always say, no one is the keeper of all knowledge, including myself, and it's our responsibility to share with others. So please make sure you share this information with other parents and caregivers so that they can get this information into their households and help their children to finish the year strong. And also, at any point, if you have questions during this broadcast, please press 1, and I will be sure to bring you into the conversation. Don't worry about cutting me off or anything. Make sure that you press 1 so that I can address your question or comment. And also, there are notes online. So for those who are listening through their smartphones, please make sure that you visit the website. You can connect to the Education for All radio program under the About page on our website, as well as our Parent Resource section under the Home page, and you can get the notes from today's episode. So let's talk about being ready for the return of school. As you know, many of the children have been on Christmas break, and so some of them will be returning to school tomorrow on Monday. Some may be returning as late as Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. And if they're in college, then they're returning later this month. And I want you to think about being ready, preparing your kids for school. Make sure that you start winding down those bedtimes. So if your children have been used to sleeping in late and going to bed late, now's the time to start getting them ready. So tonight, if your child has to go to school tomorrow, make sure they're in bed earlier than normal. So maybe your child is in bed by 8, anywhere between 8 and 10. you might want to put them down maybe an hour, hour and a half earlier. And this goes for the little ones, you know, little ones who are in preschool. Sometimes we tend to think that preschool is not that important, but the little preschoolers, the babies, their bodies are just like the older kids. They need to adapt and adjust as well. So make sure you put them down a little bit earlier tonight if they are returning back to school tomorrow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment?
Yes, hi. Really quickly, just wanted to say that I had a chance to look at the website. I know you mentioned, you know, some of us listening through our smartphones, so I went ahead and went to the website right away, and I just love it. It is so nice.
Oh, thank
it's professional. You. It's user-friendly, so you don't have to, you know, be the best at the computer to navigate through it. So it's really helpful, and I hope that everyone will pass on your website to people who are, you know, looking for help with stress management and classroom management and just all sorts of things. It's a really nice website. So good job, Dr. Carletta.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. I will.
Yes, we appreciate comments from the caller. The website, the reason we did make changes, and some of you who have been with education for a while, you know that usually around December, January, we start making changes, and that's because of all your wonderful input, and then also the things that we notice throughout the year that we say, well, maybe we need to tweak this. So thank you so much. And again, if anyone else has a question or comment, please feel free to press 1 at any time, and we will bring you into the conversation. So we talked about getting your child ready for school. We also need to, in terms of getting our children ready, make sure they have the proper clothes. It is winter time, so it's time to definitely get out those coats and boots. So make sure that you have winter clothing for your child. Also, if your child has uniforms, it's required at their school, make sure that the uniforms are clean. Make sure that you've checked for growth spurts. Sometimes over the Christmas break, kids, you blink and you wonder, wow, you know, what happened? How did my child grow so quickly? And depending upon their age, depending upon their gender and other factors, it could be in their genes as well, hereditary, you know, and also what they're eating or their lack of exercise and movement perhaps over the Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's break. So check the uniforms. Now's a good time, parents. You can put the phone on speaker hold if you need to have on speaker if you need to have your child come in and try on their pants, their skirts, particularly our young ladies with those skirts and jumpers, dresses, you know, make sure that they're of an appropriate length. And again, just keep in mind that this is the winter weather, and when we often see so many children sick, in particular our little ones. Also, you want to make sure that they have the appropriate school supplies. Again, the honeymoon period, it lasts a long time when school first starts at the beginning of the year, but we forget that by second semester we need to replenish those school supplies. So please don't expect that 170-sheet notebook will last the entire year. And honestly, if it has, then that means that several things are going on. We'll start first, since I'm an educator, then I will take the hit for my fellow educators. Maybe we're not teaching. Maybe we're not requiring your child to take notes. Well, that is a concern. So if you see that your child has a notebook has the same amount of blank pages as it had back at the beginning of the school year or before the school year started, address your child's teacher. Maybe your child isn't taking notes. That's the flip side. Is your child actually taking notes? Is your child bringing the supplies to class to use in the first place? Or do the supplies just tend to stay in his or her desk or locker? So check with your child just to get a good understanding of where the supplies are. You know, sometimes there are communal supplies, particularly at the elementary level, where parents are asked to buy things and purchase materials, and it goes into the communal pot, if you will, and so they divvy it out. Well, that's fine, But also check with the teacher to see if they need something else. Sometimes schools are a little reluctant because they, well, we know over the years parents have been asked to buy more than they have ever been expected to buy before due to budget cuts and other things. So sometimes the schools won't revisit that school supply issue. But parents, again, you want to have a quality education for your child. So don't hesitate to ask your child's teachers, you know, do you need any more supplies? Is there anything else I can get? And don't worry if they need a laundry list of things, just figure out what it is you can afford and what you're willing to supply. And remember, you're contributing to your child's success as much as the other students in his class. Okay, we want to talk next about checking your child's grades now. Do not wait for report cards. Now, report cards should be coming out in maybe the next week or two for first semester and second quarter. And I always have told parents when I was teaching that nothing has changed. There are still four quarters. You get four report cards. There are two semesters. And if you have high school and college students, they're getting credit for each of those two semesters, which factors into their overall grade point average or GPA. So parents, even though report cards are coming out, please don't wait. Check with your child's teachers now so that you have heads up in terms of where your child is has deficiencies, or maybe they're excelling, or they've made some improvements along the way in particular subjects. And next week, we will talk more about report cards with our guest, but I just wanted to bring that up at this point so then that way you could get heads up. Please do not wait until report card come out. And also, develop a plan to help maintain your child's grade or to improve your child's grade. So if your child is doing well, that's fine. Keep doing what you do. If your child is not doing well, then you want to make some adjustments. And that adjustment might mean cutting back on after-school activities. It may mean an earlier bedtime, taking away the phone a little bit, you know, putting some restrictions on the phone and other social activities that are non-school related. It may even mean rearranging your schedule in the home. Maybe there are things that you need to do in your home. We know that a lot of times siblings share a room, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if there is a space or, you know, that you can set aside in your child's room for him or her to study, or if there is time in the kitchen or at the dining room or a family room, you know, somewhere designate a space where your children know that it's a safe zone for studying, where they can go and they're not going to be distracted with video games, they're not going to be distracted by their siblings, and each of the children knows that that's an opportunity and a location in your home for them to be able to study. Or consider the library. You know, drive to the library or ask your children to go to the library and you'll meet them there and pick them up or what have you. But consider how you can help to maintain or improve your child's grades. If you know that you had to call the teacher frequently and that helped, or maybe you had frequent contact with the teacher on a weekly basis through a progress report and so forth, then, again, continue that. Or maybe back off for a little bit if you like, but keep checking with that teacher periodically to see if you need to put those supports back in place. So be sure that you are looking at that, and also consider tutoring. Sometimes parents don't consider tutoring. They're a little reluctant. But honestly, oftentimes even the best of students have tutors. Just like the best of athletes have personal trainers, the best of students often have academic tutors. The parents see what your school has for your child. Are they offering tutoring after school or during the school day? For instance, our daughter, she went to a school where there was time during the day where they could study or they could get extra assistance. And so I made it very clear to her as a freshman when she entered that particular school that she should be able to use that time that the school was giving her, which other schools didn't have, to make sure that she was getting all the assistance she needed. And if she needed anything above what the school was offering during the school day, let me know. And I would be checking her grades frequently to see what else I can do as a parent. So remember, parents, you're not expected to know the subject matter or to be an expert in that material. It's your child because he or she is attending that class. So anything that you can do to support them and support their learning is really what parental involvement is all about. So if you have questions or comments, again, please press 1 anytime during the conversation, and I will be sure to open up your line. We also want to talk about reviewing your child's semester schedule. We talked a little bit about that and meeting new teachers. Remember that in January, even with the elementary level, sometimes the children will not have music for one quarter or one semester, and they'll switch to PE or they'll switch to art. So even with the young ones, there it can be a change in their semester schedule. So just make sure that you find out from your child's teacher if they will be having another teacher, because that means a change for your child in terms of their schedule. It's one more teacher or a faculty member that they have to get used to, another set of expectations. It may even be more supplies. So just make sure that you're checking with them to be sure that you are on point with what your child needs for the semester. And then also, parents, if your child is going to be starting a school, a new school, next year for the 2015-2016 school year, please know that now is the time to begin your research. Often parents know that their child will be entering preschool. So you know your child will be old enough for preschool in the 2015-16 school year. You cannot wait until August or even July to start looking for schools or to hope that your child can get into a particular school. You really need to start right now, because most schools, what they're doing, particularly private schools, they are in tuition-based schools. What they're doing is they are accepting applications now. So they're screening the returning students to see if they're coming back and actually if they may even want them back in some instances. Then after they finish with them, then it'll be open enrollment time for a new parent. And there's also the opportunity for scholarships. So definitely file your taxes for 2014 as soon as possible. By January 31st, everyone should have their W-2s from their jobs. So please make sure that you file your taxes as quickly as possible so that way you have that information when you start completing applications for your child if they're going to be attending a tuition-based school. So start looking now, whether it's a preschool or an elementary school, a middle school, high school, or even college level. Start looking now. Do not wait till the summer, and do not wait until August to look for a new school. Start checking them out now. Do your research. Okay, we have a question or a comment. Yes, caller. Welcome to the Education for All show. May I help you?
Oh, yes. How you doing, Dr. Washington?
I'm doing wonderful. You?
Oh, doing fine. Happy New Year. And hopefully the most prosperous wish for the show. I was going to ask you, a lot of times these kids, how much sleep should they get, you know, be required? Because a lot of them are coming to school sleepy. They stay up late, I don't know, watching TV or talking on the phone. Or how much sleep should they really get to be functional, you know, in a classroom where they can really, you know, pay attention?
There are many studies out there. 6 to 8 seems to be what the research says, and it varies whether you're a child or an adult and what age you are. But you just want to make sure that I always go with that 8 rule, you know, particularly for kids. Make sure that they have 8 hours, and they may not sleep the entire 8 hours. Maybe they're lying in bed until they finally fall asleep. But at least they're in bed. There's no video games. There are no cell phones. There's no TV. You know, it's just them in the dark room, and they're lying down. Right. Take away the distractions. And often with parents need to do the same thing, because sometimes students are late to school, particularly elementary because the parents are late. The parents didn't get enough sleep. And so the child, you know, as parents, we need to remember our kids, especially the little ones, are at our mercy. So if we can't, if we don't have our sleep, if we're not able to drive them to school, if there's no transportation available through the school, then our child is late, and that's interfering with their education.
Yes, because I always wonder, because a lot of like students that that are bused, you know, have to get up like about five. You're five or
right.
earlier than that to be on the bus stop about 5 or 6 in the morning. And sometimes the trip is maybe an hour, sometimes it's sets of an hour, maybe even longer. And so even having breakfast in the morning, you know, students that skip breakfast, which is definitely a no-no. So, you know, you're skipping
breakfast, and
you're not sleeping. Then you don't start off the day very well. You know, it doesn't make
sense
of the day. So I'm just wondering, because at 5 in the morning, you see these kids standing on the bus, and like you said, they don't have coats on, and it's freezing. I don't know, do I have carrot-cheese blood or whatever, but it's cold out here. And, you know, they're standing
That's
out with
true.
No coats and, you know, hats, you know. Parents always make sure, you know, you used to wear a hat, something on your head.
Right, and all of that goes with definitely getting them ready for school. Well, caller, we have another caller on the line before we close out the show, but I'd like to thank you for calling in.
Okay. Yes, great show. Great show, Dr. Washington.
Okay.
We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Hi, caller. You have a question or a comment?
Hi, Dr. Yes. Washington. I'm in Detroit, Michigan, and I was listening to the comment about, you know, the students coming to school sleepy, tired. And what our school instituted this year, I'm in a charter school, and it might seem unorthodox, but it was because of parent surveys. We incorporated robocall by 5:30 a.m. to parents that requested it because they're not getting their little ones to school on time. And we also instituted a weekly attendance contest that's school wide.
Wow.
So we have the letters perfect attendance across every door where the letters flip up, and once that class receives perfect attendance, they get a pizza party. I know it's almost like paying them to come to school on time, but you have to figure it out. You just gotta find give them extrinsically until they intrinsically want to be there. So those are just two things when I was listening to the caller talk that we've incorporated. And will nobody end the school year if it's, you know, successful, or if we need to retweet it or something, because we have to have the kids in school, because that's the reason why they don't do so well academically, because they're not in school. And we have that problem in Detroit also.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and I appreciate your blog and all the information that you give out, not just to parents and students, but also to other educators. So I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right. As we get ready to close our show, we want to thank everyone for calling in and listening today and participating. Again, remember to share this information with others. And our key points for today, please remember to make sure your child is ready for school. Check for your child's grades now. Don't wait. Develop a plan for helping your child to maintain or improve his or her grades. Review your child's semester schedule and meet new teachers. And if your child started a new school, be sure to check to start on now researching those schools. Also, I want to thank our sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Jordan Jr. and also Willie Moore Jr. for sponsoring tonight's episode. And I want to let you know, next week we would love to have you join us again. We will have Dr. Barnett, who will be discussing report cards, the when, how, and what next. And I also pray favor on parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success this week. So please join us again next Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you and have a blessed rest of the day.
So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.